This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. If you stayed up late for Wild hockey last night, you're likely feeling disappointed and a little tired. Game 3 against Dallas went to double overtime, and Wyatt Johnston deflected in a shot late to win it for Dallas 4-3. Minnesota led it 3-2 to start the third, but couldn't muster anything after that. They went 5 straight power plays without a goal in the final 40 minutes of play. Head coach John Hines on that lack of success.
I mean, I think it was there at times. It wasn't there enough. Obviously, they scored more than we did on the power play, so we'll dive into that too. We knew coming into the series that's going to be a big part of it, so we got to be better there.
Marcus Johansson, Joel Eriksson Ek, and Michael McCarron scored the goals for Minnesota. Game 4 Saturday in St. Paul. The Frost lost at Seattle last night 5-4. The Minnesota United beat Dallas last night 1-0. The Twins lost at the Mets 3-2 last night. Minnesota manager Derek Shelton says the bullpen faltered.
We gave away free passes late. We can't walk guys, and the walks ended up turning into runs that scored later or late in the game.
Meanwhile, the Saints got drilled in Indianapolis last night 12-0. The Wolves host Game 3 of their playoff series against Denver tonight at the Target Center. Minnesota guard Bones Highland says, yes, they're all deadlocked at 1-1.
We had a lot of ups and downs, even game one. Game two, I think, was down probably like 15 plus. But it's just the beauty of our team, just weathering those storms, sticking together, keep battling, keep playing defense, keep trying to, make the league a little smaller, and then, hopefully take the lead. That's what we did last game.
Tip time tonight, 8:30. Big night for the Vikings. First round of the NFL draft happens. Minnesota interim GM Rod Brzezinski says they're all ready to go.
It's just about good communication, working together, getting the board set, and just having thorough discussion. Some of the cadence and some of the things we have done in the past are different this year. It's really about the communication and getting them lined up and getting it right.
He says he likes the process and feels good about their draft board. This is MNN Sports.